Like many caribou herds, the population of the Knapp has had a history of ups and downs. Fish and Game says the herd peaked at about 20,000 animals back in 1899, hit similar levels in the 1940s, and again in 1984. The department says high points were followed by steep declines, including that last one. Dave Crowley is the area's wildlife biologist based in King Salmon.
The herd increased to a point where the habitat couldn't sustain them any longer, and that's despite hunting. You know, we had fairly liberal seasons and bag limits, but some of these areas are just so remote that we just can't control the number of animals that are on the ground at those higher densities.
Within a decade of the 84 peak, the Knapp herd was in serious decline, and hunting restrictions were put in place. Fish and Game cites several factors for the decline. One was habitat and the availability of good forage. The department noticed that the herd was traveling further north in the winter than usual, eventually competing with the Mulchatna herd. Predators like brown bears, wolves, and eagles took a toll, too. In one 1998 study, 35% of radio-collared calves were killed within a month of birth, mostly due to predation. In the late 90s, Fish and Game also discovered some diseases, including pneumonia caused by lungworms. But the herd has been recovering, and following another survey this fall, Crowley says some of the key indicators biologists measure have improved a lot.
The current bull cow ratio is at 38. It got as low as 20 back in the earlier 2000s. So that's real good. That's actually above our management objective of 35 bulls per 100 cows. And our calves are improved from 7 calves per 100 cows back in 2004. Last year we're at 34. This year around 30 calves per 100. So those two indicators are both good news.
There are other good signs for the Knapp herd Crowley noticed when he was on the ground taking a closer look.
Just in handling the caribou, the body condition is much better than it has been. Warble fly infestation is down, and that's another good indicator of good nutrition. And you know, having the caribou population down for some years like that really allows the range to recover.
The Knapp's estimated herd size is now around 2,700 animals, and while that's below the objective of 12,000 to 15,000, Fish and Game says that is enough to allow for subsistence hunting to occur. A limited number of permits will be issued from a Tier 2 drawing. That's more than just names in a hat. Crowley says the application includes answering some questions.
Where you spend your time hunting, how many years you've hunted on the Knapp, where you buy your groceries and your gasoline. So depending on how you answer these questions, it kind of raises you up in the hierarchy or not. So a person like me who, you know, I've been here a few years and I've hunted the Knapp caribou herd 0 years, I'm going up against people. I helped one gentleman fill out his application the other day. His answer to that question was 50 years. So obviously he's going to score more points than me.
Applications for the Tier 2 drawing will be accepted online through December 15th. Those who receive a permit will have their first chance in a decade to bag a Knapp caribou when the hunt opens next fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.